This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With so many in Puerto Rico still without enough water, food, medical care, fuel, electricity, some in Congress are pressing the Trump administration to lift a 1920s law covering seaports in an effort to speed up aid. What's called the Jones Act says only ships made in the U.S. with U.S. crews can ferry goods between U.S. ports. Marketplace's Ryan Kailoth has more.
When Harvey and Irma hit the Gulf Coast, oil tankers had to move out of harm's way. That meant after the storm, there weren't enough U.S. ships to move fuel. So the Department of Homeland Security lifted the Jones Act. But after Hurricane Maria,
there are sufficient numbers of U.S. vessels to move commodities to Puerto Rico,
says DHS spokesman David LePan. The real problem isn't getting supplies to Puerto Rico, he says. It's getting them off the boat and distributed. Ports, roads, and airfields are all wrecked. Now, lifting the Jones Act could play a role in Puerto Rico's long-term recovery.
The Jones Act makes shipping products from the mainland to remote locations more expensive.
That's David Hackett, president of the transportation research firm Stillwater Associates. He says U.S. ships have high labor and performance requirements that add to the cost of what they carry. That raises prices in places like Hawaii, Alaska, and Puerto Rico. Some lawmakers say waiving the Jones Act for a year or two could help speed recovery on the island. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailoth for Marketplace.